Yeah, it is. You know, he's very excited to be back. And so the process begins of learning how to play with him with his other teammates now, you know. And so that'll be a little bit of a process.
What are you going to do with Jameer now? How is he going to fit in?
He's ready to go, and he'll be one of our players. We don't know who's going to start and all that kind of thing right now, but he'll be one of the main cogs in our defense. So we'll have packages for him, and we'll have, you know, obviously in base we'll have packages, and you know, we have some plans, you know, that, so we can utilize all of our personnel.
Is he behind that outside position because he didn't spend any time there this summer?
I would say yes and no. No, from this standpoint, he's a veteran. He's played there before. He played there in the OTAs for us and did some things like that in the OTAs. And we've planned with the end in mind, so I think we'll be okay from that standpoint.
Harry, when you look at Beeson, where is he in this process of coming back after 2 days of practice?
When you say where is he in the process?
Where is he in mentally, physically, in your mind?
Oh, he is very, very sharp. That's not a problem. Just him seeing the plays over and over and over at the speed that he plays at, okay, at the tempo that he plays at, we got to get him calmed down a little bit from that standpoint so that he can see the play and digest the play and make sure that he's executing what we need to have him execute.
Would you have any reservations about splitting snaps between maybe Beeson and McLean, or depending on the formation because of the helmet situation, and you only get one guy? Or were you open to splitting it even though it's your middle linebacker? Or does your middle linebacker, if he plays, have to be full go and be the guy that's out there all the time?
No, he doesn't have to be full go and be the guy out there all the time. You know, like I say, we have a plan. Tom has a plan. You know, we'll reveal that a little bit later because we want to get 3-4 good practice days out of both backers, and we've worked both guys at the position. We have a system of communication so that we're not handcuffed with the helmet camera or anything like that. So we have things in place to communicate.
When you look at Detroit, I mean, it seems like there's just a lot of weapons out there. I mean, is this one of those challenges that will be as tough as any you face this year?
No doubt. They're a very extremely talented football team, from Bush to Bale, you know, on the outsides with Tate and Megatron, and you know, I mean, they're the tight ends. They've got three tight ends. They've got 4 or 5 legitimate receivers. They've got 3 legitimate backs. And the quarterback's a good quarterback. So, and the offensive line didn't give up a lot of sacks last year. So, yes, this will be one of those challenges that, I mean, they're a tough opponent.
With all the focus on Megatron that we've made, the idea of you guys going against Calvin and how you're going to play him, does it start for you with Bush and Bell, especially with preparing for them last year and now this year?
No doubt. Bell can hurt you, and Bush can hurt you in the run game. And even though they have all those weapons outside and with the tight ends, et cetera, you have to do a good job in the run game because those guys are legitimate runners, and they're good football players. So, yes, it begins with those two guys.
Can this defense build off last year? You started slow the first couple of games of the year. You played better as the year went along. But can you build off that, or is it too different a group to sort of, you know, go in that direction? Is it sort of starting over again?
Yeah, I don't know if I can compare this group with last year's group because a lot, you know, the faces have changed, you know. So I think that this group has worked in the preseason as well as in the offseason to work on their chemistry, and so I like their chemistry. And so with John coming back, okay, that chemistry and that dynamic will be very interesting to see how quickly we can develop and become a good unit. But it's a different group than last year's.
Harry, I missed the first couple questions, so I apologize if you answered this. But with Prince and DRC on the outside, both pretty good corners, does that free you up as a coordinator to do some other things? Do you have such confidence in those two in their positions that it allows for some other moves, creativity, whatever you want to call it, by the coordinator?
I think that we've established, and Jerry has done a good job, our front office has done a good job of establishing us with some good corners, not only, you know, DRC and Prince and McBride and Bowman. And so I think I have a little bit more flexibility than I've had in the past. So the direct answer to your question is yes.
We've also seen a lot of football. To have two captains in Roll and Beeson, both very strong personalities, and I don't need to tell you how they feel about the game, does that make a unit better? Can that make a unit better, that's where your leadership comes from?
I think it starts to get better because of, you know, their commitment and their communication with each other. Does it make it better? I can't answer that because each football team, each year is so different and the personalities are so different, and you don't know how they react to the leadership that they have. So it'll be a challenge for both of those guys also, you know, to be leaders and to direct their units and to direct their team, you know, in the direction that we would like for them to go.
Ben McAdoo's been kind of under the microscope because he's taking over a unit that struggled last year. I mean, you've been in that position before on the defense. I mean, have you offered him any advice?
Oh, I got a lot of confidence in Ben. I'm Ben's champion, and we as a staff have a lot of confidence in him. So he's ready for the position. He's built for the position. He's in New York, and there's a lot of expectations here, and so he expects a lot of himself. So I think the cream will rise to the top. He'll rise to the top, and he'll get it done. He knows exactly what to do. He's ready for this.
Did you give him any advice? You know, this is the first time play call or first time making a game plan. You've been on the other side of that. Did you give him any advice, any insight to what maybe a defensive coordinator is looking at?
I haven't called any offensive plays. You don't want to see me call the offensive plays, I'm sure. No, you know what? No, we just talk. Well, I don't give advice. No, Ben's ready. There's no advice for me to give except, hey, I mean, we're in your corner. And, like I say, we have a lot of confidence in what his skills and the offensive staff skills and what they can do. And obviously, I know as a coordinator and being my first time, et cetera, that it takes a little while to get a unit thinking like you think. And so, hey, we're going to be patient, and we're just going to fight every week and crank out victories, and we know that they'll come around.
Harry, last time we spoke to you, we asked you about DeMontre Moore and the growth that he was going through. From the time the preseason started to now, what kind of growth have you seen in him?
Yeah, you know, I hate to give him a good compliment, you know, because he might go the other way on me. Why'd you ask me that? Golly. he really has performed well in the stat sheet. He has been very productive from that standpoint. I think the game is important to him, and he's taken some ownership of his actions. So now, can we convert that from the preseason to the regular season when, hey, yeah, the marbles are on the line, and we need you to be productive for us each and every week, and we need you to be consistent for us. So we like that growth that we've seen. Can he take the next step now? He's been good for us right now, yes.
This was the game last year where Prince shadowed Calvin and, you know, had some success, and he came out of it with a lot of confidence. Talking to both he and DRC yesterday made it seem like they expect to kind of man their sides. Now, without asking you to give up a game plan, can it be to an advantage to have different looks and throw different looks at a receiver like a Calvin Johnson rather than having just one guy be on him?
I think yes. I think that plays a big advantage for you if you can do that and not have the same person over and over and over and him study that same person's patterns. So, yes, I think that's a big advantage for you.
When we talk about DeMontre, you were talking about before, you talk about his growth. We see the starters are JPP on the outside and Matthias. What do you anticipate his role being, DeMontre? How much do you think you can work him in?
I don't determine that. We let DeMontre determine that because through his play. If he can be consistent, and like I said before, he has taken responsibility for his actions and his assignments on the field, and that keeps getting better and better, the best man's going to win the job. And so if he keeps getting better and better, then that makes our defense better, and the competition, the field, the eye in the sky doesn't lie. So, I mean, if he rises to the top and he becomes the guy because of the stat sheet and what he's doing, then he'll push somebody out.
Are you willing to rotate him in Kiwanuka a little bit if you have to here early in the season if he doesn't, you know, if in order to maybe mix and match in certain spots?
Yeah, we do that anyway because, you know, just the way we ask our guys to play, we ask them to play hard every football play. So in order to play hard every football play, you can't take every single snap, you know, as a defensive lineman. So we anticipate him being part of that mix, no doubt.
With Kennard, is there a different role, a role that you look at him now that he does best? Is he better in coverage? Is he better coming on the blitz? And what kind of role do you see for him now that the games turn into, you know, it's not the preseason anymore for him, a guy who's not flashing on the practice field? What is he best suited to play?
You know, he's a big, strong man, and he's really good in the run game. And he's good when he can put his hands on people and knock the crap out of them. He's not bad in the pass game. He has some work to continue to do there, but we really like him in the run game, and we like him in the pressure game also.
Is JPP back to being 2011 JPP, or is it still a work in progress?
I have to let the season play out to let you know that. You know, he flashes, and I see the old JPP at times, you know, and then, you know, JPP, when he was the old JPP, he would wow you, and then, you know, he would kind of like be non-existent, I would guess you. That's not a good word, but he would just kind of be there, and then he would wow you again. And he has these wow plays, like, geez. So we'll just have to let the season play out before I can say that, because he wows me sometimes, and then he's just there sometimes.
Harry, another newcomer to your defense is Jonathan Hankins. He's going to take over that starting role. What have you seen from him this summer?
Consistency. And really, strength at the point of attack, and just a Jonathan is a full speed football player. Meaning he gives you everything he has for every play. His hustle for a man that's 323 is outstanding. So I like where he is. He's big. He's strong, and he's a good anchor in there for us.
Where's Bromley and where he's come from? I mean, he seemed to flash, you know. Early on in OTAs, he was just kind of, you know, out there and trying to get his feet wet. It seemed at the end of the preseason, he really started making strides. Is he a guy who can play his way into a rotation this early, or is there kind of a pecking order for him and he's got to kind of get his feet
wet? I think he can if he keeps working. You know, I think Bromley's best attribute right now, in my opinion, is his ability to push the pocket. In the pass game, I think he's learning to be a better run player. That's not that he's not a good run player, but I think he's learning to be a better run player. But his attribute, his best attribute right now, is how he pushes the pocket and the inside push he gives us in the pass rush. So there's definitely a role for him, and there's a place for him on our defense and on our football team for him to excel. You know, we just have to keep watching him develop.
Harry,